beloved people, for those who may have not been here before when we had the blessed chalk as we have in today's service. The blessing of the chalk is something that is a reminder as we take it home, and we place the inscriptions, as you see listed on your bulletin, over the doors. Now, people will come in and will ask you all kinds of questions about these things, about these. This is sacramental, incidentally. And explain to them, because you know what the answer is. It's been in your bulletins before. And tell them what it is all about. And ask them to understand and try to understand that we believe and that we are indeed looking upon this as another way for us to try to be and to remain good. And that every time we look up at that inscription, it is a reminder to me that I have to do better. The inscription, the chalk, will do nothing for me as such, as anything else that I may do, any other sacramental that I may use, will not do me any good whatsoever, unless I myself go about doing that which is required of me. The work is on me. So explain to them what we mean by the use of this Epiphany blessing. It's just another sacramental. I'd like to take this opportunity, together with the monks and sister, to wish you and every one of you, every one of your loved ones, a very holy, a very happy, and a very blessed new year. You certainly are in our prayers, and in your charity, please keep us in yours. This is New Year, and it is a time when we tell ourselves we have to make new resolutions. It's a new beginning. Another beginning. Another time for trial. Another time for effort. But unfortunately, in the making of these resolutions, we do not get to the kernel of the matter. For example, we might say that we are not going to get angry so easily. That's good. Or that we are not going to eat as much in our meals. That's good. And that could go on and on. But the acts that are angry are not the important point of this. The important thing that I have to go after, not the individual act of that is angry, I have to go after what? Anger. I have to go after gluttony. I have to go after pride, not prideful acts, but pride that is inside of me. And envy and sloth and jealousy. These are the capital sins that spawn all of the possible sins that I am guilty of. The alcoholic, and we should look to the alcoholic for an example. The alcoholics have a wonderful program. First of all, the whole thing behind the alcoholic campaign is that I must have the help of God in order to take care of my problem. That's first. Secondly, I have to acknowledge, not to the whole world, but I have to acknowledge to me that I am a drunk. And until I am able to acknowledge to me that I am a drunk, there is no treatment on this earth, not even God himself, can help me overcome this addiction of mine. God cannot. That's where I have more power than God. Unless and until I decide, make a decision, that I am going to work at my alcoholism because I am a drunk, nothing can be done. The same thing about pride. Until I am willing to acknowledge to myself that I am proud, nothing can be done for me. It's just so many words, words, words. Until I can acknowledge to myself that I am self-willed, nobody can help me. It is impossible to give me help under those conditions. Because what? In the same way that alcohol is an addiction to the alcoholic, in the same way and to the same degree, actually, pride is an addiction. Gluttony, of course that's alcoholism, is an addiction. Envy is an addiction. Sloth is an addiction. And so on. These are addictions that I have to go after. I must do this in that way. And this is what we need to go after at the beginning of the year. Not just little simple acts of, I'm not going to get angry so easily. I'm not going to take the Lord's name in vain. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do that. Let's go to the root of the matter. As long as the root is there, there is no chance. As long as I have anger in my heart, I will perform acts of anger. Now the alcoholic, now let's get one thing straight, that after we do make this acknowledgement to ourselves, that from then on out, we will never again, never ever again be bothered with anger. Not true. Does the alcoholic stop being an alcoholic when he says to himself, I am a drunk? The alcoholic will remain an alcoholic how long? Till the last breath of his life. Until he takes the last breath of his life, alcoholism is a dagger over his head. It will always be there. And every time he sees a glass of whiskey, he suffers. It never fails. The same thing with a man who has anger as an addiction. The same thing with a man who has pride as an addiction. They suffer to the greatest extent. A proud man would see heaven, hell, and death come before he would acknowledge to any man that he is wrong. Or a self-willed man would rather see anything happen to anybody so long as I have what I want. And this, the anger of that man's self-will and so on and so on and so on, anger will go with me till the last breath of my life. I've seen people practically on their deathbeds as addicted to anger as they were in health, and as impatient, and as demanding, and as just plain downright ugly. It's always there. But we have to work at the muscle power. We have to make a decision to work on the addiction. And it is only then that we can conquer what we are addicted to. It's a suffering. It is a real, honest suffering. We sometimes might think that lust is difficult, and most difficult to deal with. Perhaps yes, perhaps no. These are all capital sins, and they are not necessarily listed in the order of priority or importance or degrees of difficulty to deal with or alphabetically. These are the things that we are subjected to and that we have to work on. To say that we love God and not work on these things is a farce. We have to understand what it means to serve God, what it means to exercise charity. And today, charity is something that I fear in too many places has gone with the wind, because it is really survival of the fittest, more than ever before. But we must maintain these virtues if we are to hope for any salvation. That's where it begins. We work on those things. Prayer and prayer life and contemplation, etc., 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 are not important as long as we have these addictions that are plaguing us, and that we're doing nothing about them. And honesty is of the essence. Until the alcoholic is honest, first of all with himself, there's no hope, because he refuses to acknowledge the fact that he's an alcoholic. I refuse to acknowledge the fact that I'm proud. I refuse to acknowledge the fact that I'm given to anger, that I'm self-willed, that I'm lustful, that I'm this, that I'm that, that I've after all got everything under control. My lust is under control. My anger is under control. My impatience is under control. My self-will is under control. And besides that, we have to watch out that self-righteousness does not step in upon us. And self-righteousness has a way, it's an insidious way, of slipping in when we're not looking. It's there. Self-righteousness is a real problem. And self-righteousness can cause us to overlook a whole lot of the terrible things that we do in that, well, I know you've got a problem, and I'm better than you are, and I'm just trying to help you. I'm just trying to help you. I am the one with the problem, not you. The sin is on me because I have made a judgment. I have judged you to be this, this, or that. And therefore, in the instant that I made this judgment, I placed myself. Only one above me can make that judgment. One below me cannot do it. Therefore, I have placed myself over you, and I have made myself better than you. And that is totally wrong. So, my beloved people, as we're going into this, and I'm trying to bring these points out, maybe poorly, but in the bulletins week after week, I try to, if we are going to work on a prayer life, if we are going to work on monastic home life, if we're going to, these things have to be brought out. And of course, the underlying thing under everything is charity. What did St. Paul say? Doesn't matter if I give my body up to be burned, even, if I have not charity, it profits me nothing. So, as we begin this new year, let us go into it in the spirit that Almighty God would want us to go into it, that we are improving ourselves, that we are actually doing that little something that is going to make us that little bit more acceptable to Him. God bless you and keep you. After Mass, we have a baptism. Of course, you know the usual custom. Some of you might wish to leave. Some of you might wish to stay. That's entirely up to you. Feel free to act in either way you wish. But there will be a baptism after Mass. So God bless you and keep you and give you the best that you could possibly have in happiness, in peace, in hope, in charity, in compassion, in everything that is good, my beloved people.